You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
This is MLB.com Extras, Minnesota Twins edition. I'm Anthony Kastrins, and let's talk Twins here. Rhett Bollinger is off this week, our Twins beat writer, but pleased to be joined by Chris Atterbury of the Twins Radio Network. And Chris, I'm here in Cleveland. They say the feels like temperature is 2 degrees. I don't even want to guess what the Minneapolis-St. Paul feels like temperature is right now, but I think we both can agree it's a good time to be talking about baseball.
Yeah, it is not good. It's been under zero for a couple of days. I was lucky. I was traveling in New Orleans for a few days, and my wife just kept sending me nasty messages about the weather. And it is frigid. It would probably be even colder in Cleveland, but Tommy Hamilton's got all that hot air, so he's probably melted a little bit.
You nailed that one. There is no doubt about that. All right, so the Twins, four straight seasons and 92 losses. They changed managers, reshaped the coaching staff, and I think – you know, a lot of us on the outside, we were, you know, curious to see how aggressive they'd be, just, you know, given how last year played out. They were very aggressive last winter in reshaping the rotation, and obviously the Phil Hughes move worked out very well for them, but the Ricky Nolasco signing, not so much. So you wonder, okay, will there be any shyness about, you know, delving into that market again? No shyness whatsoever on Terry Ryan's part. Dives right in for Urban Santana. A guy who's obviously had success in the AL Central in the recent past. And in fact, I look back at 2013, he performed pretty well against the Twins that year, 2-0 with a 2.57 ERA. So they had first-hand experiences of how strong a starting pitcher he was that season. But what were your thoughts on you know, getting back into that market yet again? Obviously, it's an area that needed upgrading with the second straight season of the worst ERA in the majors. But what are your expectations for Santana here moving forward?
Well, I think the fact that it was Urban Santana was a bit of a pleasant surprise to some people. I don't think that getting back into the market was a shock because, really, Anthony, it was a necessity. It's a situation where they're waiting on some arms. Alex Meyer, Trevor May, Jose Berrios down the road, Cole Stewart a little further down the road. And they drafted a bunch of power-armed relief guys last year who I think will move pretty quickly. But they need starters. And you know, we saw Kyle Gibson take some big steps forward last year. As you said, Nolasco had a horrendous season. But Terry Ryan's always been an incredibly level-headed guy where he's never going to be cowed by something that happened before. He's going to let what's available dictate how aggressive he is, and if it's a bunch of garbage, he's not going to be aggressive, and if he thinks in the right price point he can find a guy that can help, then he's going to go after him. The harder part is convincing guys to come here. As you said, the last four seasons have been terrible. You're in the middle of the country. You know as well as I do in the free agent market, a whole lot of that has to do with where is your family comfortable? Where are you from? What's the weather like? You don't get many opportunities as an athlete to pick where you're going to play. And so you need to find the right guy who wants to come to Minnesota. Phil Hughes was that guy. He was great here, and in large part because this market and the ballpark really fit his personality after being in New York. And Urban Santana is going to be a good fit here, too, I think, for a lot of the same reasons. And some of those reasons may be why Ricky didn't get off to a great start. He's wired a little differently than those other two guys. So I think they needed to get innings. They need to bridge, I think is the word you hear Terry use a lot, to some of the young arms. And hopefully what they've done is create a big log jam for that fifth starter spot behind Santana and Hughes and Nolasco and Gibson so that some of the young guys have to prove their mettle against guys like Tommy Malone and guys like Mike Pelfrey coming back from injury kind of fight their way onto the club. I think that's what they want, and as you know, you can't win with five starters. You need about seven, eight starters anymore.
Yeah. Well, the Hughes signing was, you know, for my money, probably the best signing of last winter in terms of just total value, you know, relative to the expenditure and what you got back, and now they lock in with him, you know, for more of the long term. And but talking about Nolasco, for you, what's kind of the silver lining of was a really tough season? What do you see as the upside for him as we get into 2015 here?
Well, I think the one thing about Ricky is he's always been consistently what he is, right? I think we know he's not a real sexy starter. I mean, he's going to go out, he's going to take the ball, he's going to throw a ton of innings, he's going to get some strikeouts, he's going to give up some runs, but he'll take the ball and be kind of a guy who can chew up innings and keep you in games and have a bulldog mentality. And I think that last year, new league, I think the adjustment was there. I don't think he was fully healthy. He had the little the little issue during the season, the velocity was way off. He never commanded the fastball, Anthony, all year. And so, you know, he's pitching backwards. He's throwing a lot of breaking stuff. And he just had really just a bad year. And so I don't think he can get worse. And I think that's the biggest upside. I think that you can't throw out what a guy's done in the major leagues for a decade
right.
as a fan. And so we know what Ricky is capable of. And I think one thing about Ricky is he is a very prideful guy. And I don't think he feels real good about it. And I think he wants to prove a lot of people that he's better than what he showed last year. And I hope that adding a guy like Ervin Santana should help, right? Because Irvin's a guy who's going to bounce into the clubhouse every day with a big smile. He's going to work his tail off. He's one of the hardest working guys in baseball. He's going to be in great shape. We saw what Phil Hughes did, and hopefully that'll, you know, kind of spark up some of the internal competition. And, you know, having a more competitive team, I think, helps too. And also a guy like Torrey Hunter being in your clubhouse doesn't hurt, because he's going to force you to come to work every day and try to get better, or he's going to let you know about it in no uncertain terms.
Yeah, Santana had a little bit of a regression last year statistically, and then in some measure you chalk that up to he had an odd season, you know, coming off the qualified offer and how that affected his market. He's still gotten up near 200 innings, and great teammate. I remember talking to Mike Minor in the second half last year of the Braves, and he was a guy who was really struggling in the first half, and at some point he just turned to Santana and said, "How do you throw this fish? How do you throw that fish?" He just went through his entire arsenal, and Santana went through it all with him and taught him, and Minor had a really strong second half. He really attributed a lot of that to Santana. So, as you mentioned, the great personality and presence, and then a guy who is unmatched in terms of personality and presence is, of course, Torrey Hunter, who comes back. And, I was surprised. I think it was the morning that Hunter signed or that the news came out, I was talking to an executive in the American League who said, "Well, he's definitely going to sign in the Central. He's talked with just about every. I think he's talked with every team in the Central, and I would say that the Twins are probably the one long shot there, just because of where they're at competitively. But then, lo and behold, a few hours later, he signs with the Twins, which shows just how strong those quote unquote hometown ties can be. But number one, were you surprised? And number two, just how a guy like that can make such a huge impact, not just on the field, but off it. And what are your expectations in that department?"
I think the first thing is I was not surprised. I was a little surprised, because obviously when you're Torrey Hunter, he's done all there is to do except win, you know, and that's why he went to the Angels, and that's why he went to Detroit to win. And so at this point you're like, okay, he's you know, almost 40, though he looks 28. And you're thinking, if he wants to win, where is he going to go? He's going to go try to grab the ring. But those ties were strong. And he and Terry Ryan, I mean, Terry Ryan plucked him out of high school at 17 when he didn't know what a slider was. And I think this is kind of a legacy sign for Torrey, too. I think he's going to hang it up in a Twins uniform, and someday he'll have his 48 hanging at Target Field, and he's going to be remembered in the way the guys like Kent Herbeck are, you know. And I think that's important to him, to leave that mark. And but the other thing is that he's still a really productive player, and people are like, "Oh, they gave him too much money," or, you know, to me it's no risk, not low risk, it's no risk, high reward, because the day they signed him, they're better. And we had a lot of fans bellyache, "Well, we need a younger guy, we need Nelson Cruz." Just putting aside who you didn't sign, that you didn't give $200 million to Max or something like that, are you better the day Torrey Hunter signs? Absolutely you're better. And you got Byron Buxton, and you've got Aaron Hicks sitting next to Torrey Hunter, and part of his job description is to make those guys into big leaguers the same way that Kirby made him a big leaguer. And that's really important to Torrey. I mean, he's still in touch with Denard. He reached out to Ben Revere even when he was with the Angels, because that tradition that Puck started about what it means to play center field for the Minnesota Twins is something that means a lot to him. And so I think that's great. And he can still play. And like he said when he came in, he goes, "I'm not going to hit 40 home runs. I'm not going to hit 330. But you know the guy can hit 270 and drive in 80 runs and hit some bombs, and he plays the right way, and I think we're a better team with him on it." And I want to go back to Irvin real quickly, one thing on the Santana sign. Often you don't hear about pitchers really impacting position guys and vice versa, but when you look at this Twins team, Anthony, look at the young Latin talent that's going to be critical for this team to become relevant again. Oswaldo Arcia, Danny Santana, Kenny Vargas, you got Miguel Sano coming down the line. Berrios on the pitching side of things. This is going to be a team that is going to have a Latin beat to it, and we saw it late last year. And this is a team that will greatly benefit from having Ervin Santana in the clubhouse for those guys. Over the long grind, to be able to be bummed out, to be excited, to just go through the wear and tear of 6 months in your own native tongue with somebody who understands where you're coming from and what it's like and what it means, that's a big deal. And we saw a snippet of that last year. Kendrys Morales hit like $1.50 when he was a Twin last year in the middle of the season. And yet what he meant to Danny Santana and Oswaldo Arcia and Kenny Vargas was immeasurable. And I think we're going to see that from Ervin Santana despite the position player-pitcher divide. He's really good about that. And I think he's a guy that these players will really, really learn a lot from in terms of just, you know, how you need to work. I mean, Irvin's a worker. I mean, and how you need to keep your body in shape and how you need to keep a smile on your face. And he's great at understanding the grind and what it takes and staying even keeled. And I think that's going to be a real benefit for these young Latin players. And the Twins need those kids to be good. And they need those kids to learn how to be pros. And I think Irvin's a fine model to teach them that.
Well, teammates helping teammates. It's a beautiful thing. It's what keeps this game moving forward, really. And the Twins also, they hired Rudy Hernandez as their assistant hitting coach. So there's another influence
from
that Latin American element.
Everybody talks about Molly, obviously, and he's great, and the other members of the staff, which I'm really excited about the way this staff has come together. But Rudy kind of goes under the radar. People are like, who? And yet Rudy has worked with every hitter in the Twins organization for 15 years. And he's worked with some great hitters. He and Miguel Cabrera go way back. And the level of respect that Rudy commands amongst all players, not just the Latin American players, is through the roof. And that's not something that fans really understand. They're like, what do you mean? You know, who is this guy? He was in the GCL. He was in Double A. He has been integral for years in developing hitters and understanding hitters. And he's got a great touch with them. I'm excited that he's in the big leagues for him, but I'm also excited for what he brings and the credibility that he has within the clubhouse with these guys.
And just kind of in that vein, when we were talking about Hunter, and the Hunter-Hicks relationship is really interesting to me. I mean, maybe at this point in his career, Hicks is holding that position for Buxton, just kind of keeping it warm. Who knows? But, you know, it is worth remembering. Hunter didn't really start to take off until he was 25 years old, and that's how old Hicks is now. It seems like he's been around longer, just because we've been hearing about him for so long, but he's 25 years old. So,
baseball's all about how you deal with failure. And Aaron's had failures, you know, where he was great and he earns his way onto the club and he's playing lights out and then it didn't work. And it happened again the next year. And Aaron and Torrey are wired completely differently. Aaron is a much different guy personality-wise, but he can't help but learn from being around Torrey Hunter. And like you said, for Aaron, this is a huge year. I thought last year was a critical year and it didn't go his way. He does not have to be Torrey Hunter or Byron Buxton or Kirby Puckett. He just has to do what he can do rolling out of bed defensively and just be a passable offensive player, and it changes the whole dynamic of the Twins as a baseball team. And if he's not motivated by the fact that Byron Buxton is charging up the tailpipe, he probably should be, and you hope that it gets him going in some degree. But the fact of the matter is, the Twins need Aaron Hicks to be a major leaguer. He doesn't have to be a superstar, but he needs to be a major leaguer. And if Torrey can help him at all become that, because certainly the tools are there. The kid is one of Terry's favorite phrases, a bowl full of tools in terms of his physical abilities. You know, if he can just be a passable major leaguer, you know, he can and continue to grow into that and beyond and let his tools take over, I mean, he can be a difference maker for them.
Well, the Twins have already succeeded in one department, so they've made themselves just a fundamentally more interesting team, and they're doing it in a really tough division, obviously. And, you know, I don't know if any of us are able to label them as true contenders going into 2015 just yet, but you could certainly see them being a tougher matchup night after night with some of these other clubs in the Central, and that's part of the process. But I want to thank Chris Atterbury for joining us, a very special guest today. And we thank you all for tuning in. This has been MLB.com Extras, Minnesota Twins Edition.
Visit the official online shop of Major League Baseball at MLB.com/shop for the largest selection of authentic caps, T-shirts, jerseys, hoodies, collectibles, and more. Get your gear straight from the source, the MLB.com shop.